proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. We continue with our series on God's commission by looking at God's commission to Jeremiah. A commission involves the act of passing on responsibility to do something to someone else. Commissions involve granting a person authority to perform certain specified actions. God issued several commissions to various Bible characters. Jeremiah, one such man, lived during the waning years of the Judean monarchy. He became known as the Weeping Prophet due to his extensive sufferings. For example, he was assaulted, as described in Jeremiah chapter 20, publicly humiliated, as described in Jeremiah chapter 28, and imprisoned, as described in Jeremiah chapter 38. The first chapter of Jeremiah described how God called him to the prophetic ministry. God told Jeremiah that, quote, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee for a prophet unto the nations," unquote. God knew Jeremiah even before that prophet's conception. The Hebrew word yada, translated as knew, implied that God had more than a mere acquaintance with Jeremiah. Indeed, it denoted an intimate knowledge of that prophet. Thus, God told Moses in the 6th chapter of Exodus, quote, "I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known, yada, not known unto them," unquote. God intended for the Jewish nation to have a covenant relationship with him. Through that relationship, the Jews would come to understand him even more clearly than the patriarchs themselves had. God sanctified Jeremiah. Kadosh, the Hebrew word translated as sanctified, also meant to make holy. The word could refer to preparing something or someone for divine service, as it did in the 28th chapter of Exodus with reference to Aaron and his sons. The import of the word Kadosh in this passage is that God sovereignly chose Jeremiah, out of all of the Jews of his generation, served as God's choice for his spokesman. God ordained Jeremiah. The Hebrew word for ordained, natan, alluded to giving something to someone. By ordaining Jeremiah as a prophet to the nations, God sent him to minister to the Gentiles as well as to the Jews. An example of this type of outreach occurred in Jeremiah chapter 27, when God sent that prophet with a message to Israel's pagan neighbors, instructing them to submit to the king of Babylon. Like Moses, Jeremiah sought to decline God's commission. He pleaded with God, saying, quote, "I cannot speak, for I am a child," unquote. Jeremiah feared that his prospective audience would reject his messages due to his immaturity or his lack of experience. God responded by admonishing that prophet, quote, "Say not, I am a child," unquote. He told Jeremiah, quote, "Thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee thou shalt speak," unquote. God then reassured Jeremiah, quote, "Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord," unquote. Jeremiah would have reasons to rely upon God's assurance. Over the course of Jeremiah's prophetic ministry, he was not only rejected by his Jewish contemporaries, but he was badly treated, as we saw in previous examples. Jeremiah even wanted to quit at one time, and yet God did reassure him about his ultimate success. God had more to say about Jeremiah concerning his calling. We'll cover that in our next session of God's Commissionings. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.